Yo,
Yo,
welcome to
yo.
another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child.
And Bentley, the seducer slash producer? Or is it producer slash seducer?
Don't know, nigga.
That's
It was
it,
your
that's it, that's it, that's
nickname. Even though you're not technically not supposed to be able to give yourself a nickname.
it. True.
So what's going on, man?
Man, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. A lot been going on, especially this week. With this week, it's been hell for everybody. Well, not hell, but it's just
Why this
everybody.
week's was, oh, just you mean, yeah, with
Everything
everything
that's
going
it's
on?
like every day is something new, something new, something new. It's like, damn, man, can we get a break?
Oh, before we go any further, we gotta address the elephant in the room. Sharon's not here.
Yeah.
She's doing homework like a good student.
It's like how people I don't how is people coping with going to school? Like, it's like the
Man, that shit's
focus.
scary, dog.
Well, I guess because they in school, they got the focus, they got the drive. But I wouldn't have that drive right now, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's
I
doing it
don't.
from home, but
Yeah,
still, yeah.
I still wouldn't have that drive.
Yeah. Like, I've thought about going back to school, but it's like, I think if I go back, it'll be like trade
Trade.
school.
I'm really looking into just doing a trade.
Yeah. I was thinking about like some mechanic type shit, like working on cars and
Oh shit,
stuff.
yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be right up my alley.
And me, I'm trying to do electrician.
See, that's good. That's good. They make good money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But hell yeah. So what's going on, man?
Well, yeah, I've been outside.
Yeah, this nigga been living his goddamn life. You probably got that damn virus bringing that shit in my damn lungs. I told you I had it, right?
You tell them. You ain't telling people, you telling them now, shit.
Yeah, when you had an episode, yeah, so I had the goddamn coronavirus. But it was cool. I got a week and a half off of work.
Yeah, but I've been good. I take my vitamin. When I come in the house, I got Lysol in the car. I got three,
I
four.
need I need a mini one.
I ain't got no mini. I got like five of the big cans.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, the little travel size ones?
Dang.
You
You
can't
can't,
find them shits nowhere,
yeah,
right?
them all gone.
Because I'm going to Texas this weekend, and I was like, "Fuck, if I can get like a little traveling." But even though they're supposed to sanitize the planes and shit, but
Yeah. But you still, like, I spray myself, I corn myself when I come in the house,
yeah. As soon as when I
whatever.
come into house and work, I go right to the bathroom and wash my hands.
Wash my
But and I
hand.
got the hand sanitizer you gave me. I just refill it. I keep that shit every time I'm at work. Every time I finish a street, I sanitize
Oh, yeah.
every like after each street.
Yeah, every time I get back in the truck.
Exactly.
Yep, for me, sanitize,
Cause
sanitize.
like, you don't really think about like all the shit you like touch, like even in between, like, cause we drive, me and you, like we drive pretty much like all day.
Yep.
So like, you touching the steering wheel, like you don't even think about it, like. But do they clean y'all vehicles for y'all?
Nah, I clean my own vehicle.
Oh yeah.
Every Friday, I clean mine out. So
Cause they
Monday.
supposed to clean ours. They like in the morning, like we check our vehicles, but we just leave them. Once we check our vehicle, we leave it unlocked, and then the maintenance people come in there with like bleach and stuff
Oh, that's good.
and spray it down. But
Yeah.
I don't think they do it on the weekends though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, see, everybody's responsible to clean their own truck out. Some of them niggas, they don't care. Like, oh, it's a work truck. Me,
Do you you but
I
you
clean,
do
I
you
wash it, I do
do you,
everything.
you you take the same truck every day though?
Yeah,
Oh,
I
well,
take my
that's
same
good then.
truck.
Well,
Yeah.
that's fine then. Yeah, like if you want to be dirty, like, now if y'all was sharing trucks, that'd be kind of fucked up, because it's like, come on, bro. Like, but yeah, so I take the same truck every day. But if I'm off and
Somebody, yeah,
some
that'd be
my alternate going to take it, but like, let's say I'm off and my alternate call in or some shit, and they gonna split my route up. Like, and they just need that vehicle, they'll just give it to somebody for that day. You know what I'm
Awesome.
saying? So,
Yeah. Well,
and on Sundays, I don't know who be in my shit.
oh, see.
So,
Well, when we was we had like overbooked, like people working, that's when somebody call up, hey, you get that truck.
Yeah.
So, but not we got less staff, ain't nobody barely working.
Yeah, well, shit, we've been have you been getting a lot of overtime with your job right now?
Nah, they cut our overtime.
That's crazy. So we've been working like how you said,
We
like
still got the overtime, but it ain't as much. They cut like
Oh, I see what you're
5 hours
saying.
out of the.
Oh, okay. It's not like they ain't letting y'all just go willy nilly like they
Yeah,
used to.
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, they cut that up.
Got you.
Damn, that shit hurt. That
Yeah.
shit hurt.
Cause you said, like, you reminded me, cause you were saying like y'all kind of short staffed a little bit. Like with us, it's like when we short staffed, we get more overtime. Cause it's less people
Yeah, because
to cover
it's
the
spread out.
routes.
That's what
Yeah.
we not getting. We like,
So that's something like,
why is
if y'all short
y'all cutting
staffing,
our hours?
you would think that y'all
But
would
we,
be.
because I usually get on clock at 5:30. But now it's 4 o'clock. I'm like,
Yeah,
damn,
but you
man.
started like what, like 6 or something? You started early?
I clock in. I don't really start till about 9 o'clock.
But I'm
But
saying, like, the
I
time
get
to,
I time
your
my time
schedule,
in
your schedule,
6 o'clock.
say that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Yeah,
six
so like
o'clock.
6 to 5. That's.
And then it's cutting out at 4 o'clock. Oh man, it's a huge difference. On 5, 6 hours, it's cutting. And then it was overtime.
Yeah,
Damn,
like this
man.
week, because we supposed to, like, with the way my job set up, we supposed to have at least 1 8-hour day a week. So like, you supposed to get off on time at least one day. out of the week, but this week, well, this past week, I didn't get off. I worked overtime every single day. But so so it was cool because what day was that? Because Friday is the last day of our pay period or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Thursday when I clocked out of work, I was already at 39 hours. So basically my whole shift Friday was pretty much overtime. You know, you know, that first hour, the rest of it was just overtime, pretty much. So that'd be good.
Yeah. They've been hurting us with that, man.
That sucks.
Yeah. But other than that,
this nigga been outside. But yeah.
Yeah, I've been outside. Because remember I told you, like, man, I'm stuck, man. I'm like, I'm trying to be responsible. I'm trying to stay in, just go to work, just go to the store and do what I got to do. But I'm like, man, this hurting me. Because I thought, you know, I feel like some people, it was like they mental health. They felt like they need to be outside. I didn't need to be outside.
Yeah.
Same. But I just need to
do something.
Do something.
Like, get out your system.
Yeah, to get out my system. So I just...
But the stuff you've been doing, it ain't like you going to Disney World. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I just wanted some tickets off WOW.
Oh, for Universal. Motherfuckers been trying to, maybe not Universal, but Busch Gardens. Them motherfuckers, I get an email from them like at least two times a week.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And we have a hollow screen. Come on.
Buy one, get one. They 50% off. I was like, bro, I'm not going to no damn theme park right now. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah. It was last Monday or last Tuesday. I won them off the radio. I seen it on Twitter. Like, oh, we finna give out tickets to Universal. I'm like, name four roller coasters at Universal. Oh, that's easy.
That's easy.
That's me. Y'all talking to?
You probably laugh like, you fucking amateurs.
They were like, damn, what we gonna do now? You was our first caller. It's done. I'm like, yeah, hey.
Do you have any idea who you... you peons. Do you have any idea who you're dealing with?
Theme park nerd right here, man. Hey. But yeah, I usually just go to the station the next day. But they was like, you know, the station is still closed, the office, everything's closed.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have somebody from our street team call you sometime this week. I ain't heard from them yet. I'm like, damn. So maybe if I don't hear nothing by Monday, what?
You gonna call or whatever?
I say Tuesday. Tuesday I'm gonna call. If I don't hear nothing Monday or Tuesday, I'm gonna call. I'm like, hey, y'all said a week, man. It's been 8 days.
And you said you won them on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Monday, exactly. So. Yeah, so wait till at least a whole, like, the following Monday. That's a week. And you don't hear nothing by then. Yeah, Tuesday, I'll be calling.
I ain't won nothing off the radio in about 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And usually just the next day, hey, just come up to the radio station.
But yeah, now, but they're probably doing it a little different because of the COVID shit. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll get into it. Yeah, look. Met this young lady off the apps and everything.
Oh, like one of the dating apps?
Yeah, off dating apps. She wanted to hang out right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. We hung out. We like just kicked it right off. I'm like, damn, I never did this with anybody. Just talked to them the same day, met up the same day.
Oh, wow.
And it was dope. Just click just like that.
And yeah, I know y'all went to the tiki spot.
Yeah. That was Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a month now, I think. Today makes it a month.
Did y'all been hanging out and stuff?
We've been hanging out. And we've been hanging out like every day.
That's what's up.
Damn near every day. I say it like twice.
She's in St. Pete or Tampa?
She's in St. Pete.
Oh, that's what's up.
I think that's what makes it a little easier.
It makes it easier.
Because I've been talking to somebody that's in Hillsborough County or Pasco County.
Yeah. So it's you don't get to see them that often.
Yeah. And I think I tweeted out this. Has anybody ever dated somebody across that skyway? I don't know.
I haven't.
I don't know anybody.
I wouldn't even do that.
Pasco, North Pinellas, Hillsborough. I don't know anybody dated somebody across the skyway.
You gotta let me know when you come across this way, baby. I ain't going over there. I ain't going across that damn skyway.
Cause that first part is a little country. We don't want you niggas.
Yeah.
And then you get to the little city part, but
I'm going to Miami.
That's about it.
And the last time I went across the skyway is when I picked up my damn hedgehog because he was over there.
Nobody in Sarasota. I think I like swipe right on somebody on Instagram
I'm not finna go see.
That's what I say. I met up with Pasco in Hillsborough County.
It's like, just easier, when you're not because that's going across Scotland, it's going further south.
Yeah. So yeah, we just been hanging out every day, just kicking it. We got a lot of things to comment. She's a Latino, I don't know how it always happens. I don't know how it always happens, but it happens.
That's your weakness.
I don't like to say it, but it happens. Mm-hmm. But
you can't help who you like. Yeah. Though. I don't really give a fuck. Long as you, long as you're not acting like it's you that like a certain race is better than like shitting on your own race. Yeah, I don't like that shit. But like, if you fuck all that, you still like black women. It's just that's just who happened. That you fucking with right now.
It ain't no preference or nothing. It just that's what happened.
That's what happened. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And her kids like me. That's what's like, up. Damn, the kid, daughter's trying to get me to.
How old are her kids? They're about the same age as Levi.
10 and 6. Yeah.
Ten and six. Oh, she got two. Okay. Yeah, she got two. Because Levi was 7?
He's 6 now.
6. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, they brought it. So that's not,
Bad. So I've met them, and that was his first time this weekend, first time meeting her. So was that Saturday? Went to Celebration Station. And then today, we just went to that water park.
Oh, she went with you. Oh, y'all went together.
Yeah. As a family, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up.
You know, just hanging out. Nothing a little big, you know, kids around. But yeah, well, today it was just the water park. And then he got invited to a birthday party that's at the go karts.
Oh, that's where you were. Oh, that's where you was at the go kart. Okay.
But he didn't get to ride because
he's too short.
No, he made the requirements. But everybody that was at that birthday party was like 13, 14. So they got to ride the adult carts. Nobody in that group was his size. So
he would have been by himself.
Yeah, he couldn't go with the big kids on the adult carts or whatever. So that sucked.
So you weren't able to ride at all?
Nope. They ain't even had the doubles or nothing.
You can't like say you couldn't ride with him or nothing?
They ain't had the doubles.
Damn.
Yep.
That sucks. Damn. Which was it, the Tampa Grand Prix one?
Yeah.
Out there by Overton kind of that shit kind of ducked off low key.
It's all like, that is ducked off.
When I first went to I only been once, but I was following my GPS. I'm like, this what the fuck is this shit taking me? I'm like, this is all just like warehouses.
But the gun show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the gun shop.
The shooting range.
Yeah, it's like right up the street. But I'm like, it's all like warehouses and shit back up there.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. That's like warehouse district.
Yeah.
When I be working in that area, I get orders for Pinellas, St. Pete, Largo, and Clearwater. How is this shit Clearwater? Across the street is St. Pete. Behind here is Pete Park.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
It's one every of those city, weird areas. Yeah, it's one of those weird areas.
Like, the whole county is in this whole damn area. I guess you get to claim what city you want to be in at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all that happened with me. But
that's what's up, though.
Yeah, so since we got the Universal, we're going to go to Universal the end of September.
Oh, the tickets you won?
Mm-hmm.
How long you...
Are you got it to the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's straight. Yeah, but... That's straight.
We found the rooms that was, like, dumb cheap. Good rooms with dumb cheap. So, it was, like, $80 for 2 nights.
Oh, that ain't shit.
Yeah, so...
That's good.
We'll do that. But, you know, I'm safe, so I bring my... Brand sanitizer with me. I'm good. As long as you... It's who you are.
Yeah.
If you know you're being safe, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the other people that don't want to wear their masks and shit, but like that. But if you look out for yourself, you'll be all right.
See, my whole thing is, like... It's like, I'm not necessarily worried about, like, because like I said, I'm going to Texas this weekend or whatever for Labor Day weekend or whatever. So it's like, before I caught the fuck, like, I'm less scared of going out because, like, fuck, I don't already had the virus now. So
you know how I felt.
Yeah. And I got antibodies now. So I got to, and they say they don't last forever. They only last for about, I think on average, maybe like 4 months or so.
Oh, okay.
So I got to use these motherfuckers while I got them. So it's like, but my whole thing is like, I'm not really necessarily worried about when I get to the city. Mm-hmm. It's about that plane. You know what I'm saying? Because really? I'm stuck in a fucking tube with other
everything.
People.
Like a lot of things, people been saying the inside, being inside, having you trapped is what the easy way to catch the virus and shit like that.
Yeah, because like if what if the motherfuckers on the plane is asymptomatic or whatever, and like they don't know that they got. I'm not saying that they got it and they just don't give a fuck, but like if they generally just don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what. And then you got some of these motherfuckers on planes that don't want to have their mask on purpose, but like being a problem.
Like don't go. Like
no people like, doing that shit to make a statement.
I hate it when they make this shit political, man. It was like right after George Floyd, man. That's when the shit just popped up and made everything been political.
Cause Trump bitch ass.
I'm like, come on, man.
And then this shit, I'm so mad because I've been banned on Twitter for the past week.
Yeah, I think I see somebody retweet that. They're like, damn, this nigga get banned at least once a week.
Yeah, that was Dre. Yeah, because but the last time I got banned wasn't really a ban. It was so stupid. It was like
You banned me or you just
for a week. I can't tweet shit or like shit. I can DM, but I can't retweet shit, nothing like that.
Oh, shit.
I think it's funny. But I just told this racist lady to drink bleach, and then they banned me for a week.
She reported you. I see that all the time. It's just people when people report
but
you.
But it's only because, like, I guess she was like, I think she was speaking at the little Trump rally or some shit. So all them political people, and then the shit I got banned for the first time. Well, I'm not banned, but
so it was like your second shirt.
Yeah, the first time, because the first time it was just like you just can't. I can still tweet and everything. It was like you just can't. The only people that can see your tweets or interact with you are people that follow you. I don't give a fuck. That's why I interact with it anyway.
Yeah,
like that ain't no fucking punishment, nigga.
Yeah, but y'all, you got to do when you're off that plane, just throw them clothes, you know, put them in a bag or just spray yourself.
Yeah, I was just gonna just wear like some sweats or some shit that's easy and I can just
put it in a grocery bag or just spray it down. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you got to do for you to be safe. You know.
Yeah.
But like Kobe, right? Mm-hmm. You want to see Kobe? Yeah. So, yeah. He got you. He know what to do.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So it should be cool. Hopefully.
So starting off with Monday, damn, was that Monday? Oh, it was Sunday night, and then it just went viral like Tuesday morning, Monday.
What?
The Jacobs.
Oh Kobe. Yeah, the shooting. Yeah, 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 yeah. I still didn't watch the video. I refuse.
Yeah, I watched it on accident because
that's how it was with the George Floyd. I watched it on accident. I didn't even know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the video was short. This was like the shortest video. It was real quick. You didn't see nothing else, you know, but it's man.
It's bullshit because, like, the man wasn't doing nothing. Like, he was breaking. And then I hate when the news do this shit. Well, it's really just Fox News. But them motherfuckers be like, oh, he had a warrant. He had this and this and that.
Yeah, they said that was fake news and all that. Anyway.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. But even if it was true, he had a knife in his car. Okay, so what? It wasn't on him. And then, and like that, so you think that cop knew all that shit?
No.
It made no fucking sense. He was breaking up a fight. It made no fucking sense.
No, I don't even want to talk about that no more.
No.
It's stupid.
All I'm going to say is normalize shooting back at the police. I'm surprised that shit didn't get me banned. I tweeted that before I told the lady to drink bleach. I'm like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah. And then, we found out Meg got shot. Who shot her?
Yeah, that whole thing was a whole... That shit was making me mad, too. Not because of what she said, but how people on Twitter was reacting. I'm like, yo, niggas is bitches. Yeah. Niggas was almost like, oh, Meg, a snitch, this and that. Like, how is that snitching? What are you talking about?
If somebody mad at me and they shot me, I'm snitching. I'm telling.
But that's not snitching,
like, but
though.
It's not really. It's like...
And she was lying to protect him in the first place. That's and he what don't I'm even, saying. And he, like, that's, see I like how black... Like, black women so strong, and niggas just give them their ass to kiss. That's fucked up. And motherfuckers on the internet defending that behavior. You niggas pussy. I don't like that shit. And it's like, whenever something like this happens, I don't understand why it's not simple for niggas. Like, what if that was your sister, or your friend, or your mom, or your
cousin?
That's
how I always think about
it. It's simple. You wouldn't say that shit if Lord forbid, your sister was in a situation, like, and she got hit, you know, with a bullet or whatever, and then... She speaking like, and you, the one that shot her is talking shit about her, and then she defend herself. No, you wouldn't. You'd call him a bitch ass nigga. So why the fuck are you trying to flip it around? And like, you know, I don't give a fuck about a celebrity shit.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in the context of like people and like personal relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like the only people that matter is the people that I can relate to. Like the, damn. Damn, I can't think of top of head, but you know, my favorite artists and you know people that do art and all that, you know, those people I care about. But I'm not looking to follow Meg and all that. You know, I care about them, they successful and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I wish them the best, but it's like
I'm not no stan.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Put it like that. I ain't no stan for nobody.
But yeah, I just hate when people like is like validating that type of behavior because it's like it's so stupid, like that's somebody's like, that's a real person end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
He's making that about your life. Like, you putting their energy about you, like, talking about. Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, the whole, like calling them a snitch and all that other shit. Like, how is that snitching? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you sound dumb.
Yeah. And then, Friday, Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, Chadwick. That was Chadwick crazy. Boseman, did you know that he had colon cancer? I had no idea.
Nobody knew. He didn't tell nobody.
I seen something on,
But the thing is, like, well, he would have known if, well, he would have got more help if he would have told him. He would have had more resources?
No, because...
I don't know, because he has the money.
Because he has... He was doing everything he was supposed to do. It's just one of them things, bro. Cancer's weird, bro. Yeah, like, you could have, like, a perfectly... you know, you'd be perfectly healthy. You don't have to smoke. You could, like, not drink it. You could still get cancer.
Working out, exercise, you could still get cancer.
You could still get cancer. That's one of the weirdest things.
People be talking about these damn meters that we putting in. And like, oh, it causes cancer and radiation. I'm like,
shut the fuck up. No, it doesn't. The same thing with people's like 5G. I hate people that like these conspiracy minded people. Like, especially black people. Like, it's so, like, if you dumbass niggas knew anything.
That shit be pissing me off.
Because it sets people back.
Yeah, I'm like, I tell them, ma'am, you can get cancer from anything. You can be the most healthiest person.
Your cell phone emits radiation. That's what I tell you. Like, you ain't putting that phone down. Like,
it's just a cell phone signal. That's basically what it is.
It's just a signal.
It's a cell phone signal. Oh, I put the radiation reader to this.
Oh, no, you got a radiation meter.
That's because that's a radio wave, ma'am.
Exactly.
And this is a cell phone. It's stronger. Read bigger.
Yeah. It's so aggravating. But yeah, what you were saying, like, it's just one of the weird things. Like, you can be the most healthy person in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this lady on my route, older lady. She probably, I don't know, she got to be late 80s, probably early 90s. She be sitting on her porch, every day.
Looks good.
No, she's older. I mean,
for her age, I'm saying for her.
No, it's not even that. It's like, what I was gonna say. Oh, she's like, I don't see her every day, but she'll like be sitting on her porch and like, but when she on the porch, she's smoking a cigarette. Oof. And it's like, but she old as fuck. It's like, dad, that shit, like, you shouldn't be doing that.
But that's probably helping her move along.
Yeah, I say all that to say, like, my mom is younger than her. My mama don't smoke or do nothing like that. She ain't got cancer. But my mama be like, she got asthma and shit. She be going to, like, she was in the hospital earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And she had to have, like, a procedure done. And she got, like, heart problems and shit. My mama don't even do no, she don't drink. She'll do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got this old ass lady that's sitting on her porch smoking cigarettes every day. And she perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, your cancer's the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I could get cancer and you could be totally fine. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird, or vice versa. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then not even on the cancer. Like, remember when your appendix had burst or almost burst or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, I never
I was perfectly fine.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, and you was thinking that it was just like a stomach ache or some shit. If you ain't go to the hospital, your shit go to burst, you could have died.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But, like, I never had any appendix problems, but you know what I'm saying? But like, it's just weird. Like, you would never think that your lifestyle, like, you could have the exact same diet and lifestyle as, like, let's say you had a twin brother.
Yeah.
And he could have appendicitis and you couldn't. Like, and it's like, y'all grew up the exact same way. It's weird. It's weird.
You can't run away from it.
That's why medicine is a practice. That's why they say, like, I practice medicine, because it's not an exact science. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody's different. It's not like math. Math is an exact thing. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck math.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, 4 + 4 is always going to be 8. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But science or medicine isn't like that. It's not an exact science. That's why they say I have a practice. I practice medicine because it's always changing and evolving. It's not like an exact thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then it was ironic because it was usually Jackie Robinson Day is on April 15th but they push everything back for all the season. They decided to have Jackie Robinson Day.
Shit was crazy.
Friday.
Shit crazy.
Damn, man.
Like, that man was getting it, dog. Like, he was, I don't know, it's crazy.
I don't know if that picture that they was talking about, I don't know if that was from this year or last year, the skinny picture. Yeah, but I don't know if that was from this year or last year. If it was from this year, he probably just didn't have that motivation because everything shut down. And I think the movies and going to see the kids in the hospital, that's what push you.
You
feel like they're going stronger.
Keep going, that's true.
I tell my mom, she's like, oh, I'm tired. I want to retire and everything. I'm like, I don't want you to retire just yet because that motivation.
Or she could retire and get like a different job.
Yeah, she told me about the part-time job she wants to do. But I was telling her, you at the age, like, you stop moving.
That is true, though.
Right now, you have that motivation to get up every morning.
They say you live longer when you have a job to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard about stories where people, like, I feel like it was when I first started with the post office and we was in training, they were telling us about, like, a person. They weren't like a carrier. I think they did, like, customer service. Oh, you know what it was? Remember when I worked in Tampa for, like, a few months at the post office? This was when I was working in Tampa. And, one of the people that was training us was like, oh yeah, we had a woman here and they basically got like, she was there for so long, they basically like made her retire kinda. Mm-hmm. She died like a few months later.
See.
Shit's crazy. Like she didn't want to retire. She was cool with working, you know what I'm saying? Like they say you live longer when you got a job to do. Same thing with people like with pets or whatever, like like people that have like pet, they say they tend to live longer because you gotta take care of something.
Yep. And what was the other one? I had another example. But it was something about the pets and everything. Like, like what was it? Like, the old folks, like, when their significant other died.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It was like,
and then they'll die, like, a little bit. It's only a matter of time. Yeah.
Yeah, and you ain't got, and they ain't got nothing else to do. They pass away too.
Yeah, they'll pass away like shortly after. Sometimes they live a little longer, but yeah, mm-hmm. most of the time it's like shortly after and shit.
Man, we running through these topics a little bit.
Oh yeah, I ain't really had too much shit written down. You know, we just be freestyling shit. Oh, I know what I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. It's totally off topic, but did you see that? I think this was Thursday, and I think Meg did one Friday. The little virtual concert.
Oh yeah, I seen. $15. Yeah, I seen somebody was Instagramming the whole thing. So
how did it look?
It looked good. It sounded like a real concert.
Because I was tempted to like buy it and just to see. Because it was, it was like $15.
Uzi was the other person.
Yeah, Uzi was on Thursday. I think Meg did one on the Friday. I think the 25th. Mm-hmm. I think Uzi was the 24th, and hers was like the 25th. I think.
Yeah, I seen somebody. Yeah, they Instagrammed the whole thing. Yeah. I seen, like, only seen one song of Uzi's on it.
Well, I'm sorry, no, Uzi's was the 27th, Meg's was the 28th. That's what
that was.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, it looked good. You know, it's basically you just seeing a performance without the crowd. Like,
so he's like on, he was on the stage.
It's like what you watch on TV with the award shows. You watch an award show.
It looked like that. Okay. Yeah,
but you just don't see the crowd.
Okay.
You know, they had the DJs, but you know. A rapper concert is kind of a little different
mm-hmm.
because all they got is a DJ and some lighting effects and some shit like that.
Yeah.
And Meg, she had all her dancers.
Her dancers with her, yeah.
And
pyro
and all that shit. So it kind of looked a little better.
Okay, yeah.
So that was, you seen that debate about rappers? Well, not, I don't think it was a debate. They were saying all rappers do, because they posted that damn LeBron, Drake, and Travis Scott again. All these rappers, they have a low standard. All they do is just jump around.
Oh, no, performing. I didn't see this. No.
Yeah, it's going around again. But they were saying, like, yeah, but what'd you expect? They're rappers, but somebody was like, they posted Kanye. He's the only one. I can't think of no other rappers that, like, actually perform.
I think Travis does. You don't think so?
He don't perform.
I mean, I've never seen him live. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It is kind of more jumping around.
You're not talking about, like, the things that he brings.
Yeah, he can do a good production.
Oh, okay. I see what
like,
you're saying.
But, like, actual as like him, performers, choreography and dancers and all that stuff, like, I don't really know too many rappers.
Yeah.
The only one that's coming up my top of my head is Kanye.
Yeah.
Some people, like, I've probably seen Kid Cudi like bring out little art forms.
What about Drake? I've never been to a show.
It's an art show. It's a performance. So same thing with Drake. Drake don't. Well, he do have dancers, but he's not doing no choreography.
Yeah.
He's just standing there while the girls dancing.
Yeah.
And Kanye, he does a whole little set with everybody else that's on stage with him.
Yeah. So you're saying like if they were to like bring more people out or something like that, it might be different.
But it's like. What'd you expect? You know, like, I don't know why y'all even arguing about this. It's rappers.
It's dumb. Like people need something to be angry about.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Oh, so dumb.
You seen all the DC new trailers and everything like that?
Mm-mm. You know I'm a Marvel Batman guy.
Come on, man. The Batman. You ain't seen a new Batman trailer?
Mm-mm.
Looks pretty
good. Is this a live action or
something? Yeah, it's a live action. With Robert Pattinson. Twilight.
He's gonna be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He's doing a good job. That's, you know, everybody say that about Ben Affleck. Oh, they love Ben Affleck. They ain't like the movie.
I didn't even see that shit.
Yeah. Well, no. Batman vs. Superman. It was
I didn't watch it. I was going to go see it.
It was just a Justice League one. But some people forgetting that was two directors. That's why they're making a Snyder cut. Snyder, his daughter had committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So he only got like 30-40% of the movie done.
Oh,
and then Josh Whedon, the director of the Avengers, fucked up the rest of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that went.
Damn.
Yeah. What else, DC? Oh, DC's announced they're going to start working on all their black characters, more of their black characters, like Static Shock.
Oh, that'd be dope.
So they're going to work on those.
That'd be wrong.
Yeah.
I fuck with Static Shock. That was good. That was a good ass show.
All the new trailers, Flash, they ain't show that. I want to go see Tenet. I'm ready to see Tenet.
Tenet, what is that?
Tenet. Denzel Washington sign? The Christopher Nolan. It's a Christopher Nolan movie.
I don't know. I ain't been on for movies.
He's been the one that's trying to get the movie theaters to open back up.
Are they open now? AMC?
Yes.
Have you been?
No. Well, I've been to Regal, because she has a Regal pass, so we went to Regal. Seen some movie with Russell Crowe.
Is there anything? I feel like there's nothing even out right now to watch. I feel like it's the same movies that was before out that was before.
Yeah, the tickets are dumb cheap.
Yeah.
New Mutants came out That's a
I did see the trailer.
It's an X-Men horror movie.
Yeah, I did see that. Mutants. But it's like PG-13, I think.
Yeah, that just came out. It was supposed to be rated R, but they that movie just kept getting pushed back and doing this. It was good. They were trying to find the right spot.
Yeah.
If it was rated R, you know, a lot of people ain't gonna see it unless it's that top person like Deadpool or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they just made it PG-13. But yeah, we're gonna try to go see Tenet Thursday, in IMAX, and tickets $16. Even though I got a pass, but all together, if I would have never did a pass on $16 with the IMAX, I think they cut off half price and everything.
Yeah.
But when you order tickets, they exited. You spaced out. Like nobody could sit around. Right.
That's how they doing it.
Behind you, in front of you. You good.
So, actually, I like
you,
that.
So, yeah.
You know, when I go to I don't want motherfuckers by me nowhere. I be trying to be, like, in the middle and, like, high up in the middle so I can just see everything. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say, fuck, something about the movies. Oh, the one trailer I did see, I don't know when it's going to come to America, though, but they re-releasing, you don't give a fuck about this, but my favorite anime movie, Akira, it came out in, like, 1988,
I seen the movie. I seen the movie.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Shit, raw. Yeah, that's what Kanye West, the Stronger music video, that's where he got the inspiration from Akira. But they re-releasing it in 4K, like IMAX and shit, like starting, but I think it's starting.
I thought they already did.
Nah, but like to go see it in the theater. They've done like remasters of it, like you can like buy like a Blu-ray and shit, but like they doing it to where you can see it in theater, but I don't think it's in the US yet. I think it's starting in like the UK, but I hope that shit comes over here, because that's probably the first movie I go see in theater. I love that fucking, that's like my favorite anime movie, and I read the manga. The manga is way better than the movie, because, you know, the movie, they got to cut shit out or whatever, but, like, the shit, it's dope. That shit's wrong.
Yeah. I don't think I had nothing else.
Oh.
We're going to get into some nerd talk. Well, it was just the PS5. Well, we already explained this before the show. I got the email. I'm like, oh, I feel special. Because when you're reading, they say, oh, there are dedicated people.
It's like they got like fucking 300 million other people that got the same email and shit. Like,
damn, I felt special.
Yeah.
For a second.
First, I thought I was late. I'm like, oh, shit. Because I saw like a day later. Because it goes into like my promotion folder.
I think it was Thursday night.
Or something like that.
But I seen it Friday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I seen it. I'm like, oh, shit. I feel special. You know, they just need, I need to know where I'm going to put my money, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying, because I need to get a new TV and stuff. And
that's the thing. I'm like, damn, should I spend more money on the TV if it's like $399? Or should I spend less more money if it's $599 or some shit?
Oh, you know, the console. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
But I need to know. Even though some of the specs are already out, I need to know the official specs for me.
I just know my TV need to be at least 4K. Because I know it's the...
Oh, of course.
Because I got the Pro, so like the PS5 might be able to do 5K. Who knows? But as long as I got 4K...
Yeah, I'm still running on that TV. On 1080.
I bought my mom that TV in there.
That's 4K.
Yeah, that's 4K. So I might just get the same one. Well, that's the 2020 model. But that's the it's like the series. They got a series above out now that was like $100 more. But I just got, and it's still the 2020 model. So I just that's the 7 series, and they got the 8 same model, but they got the 8 series, which I guess there's the newer shit in it. And that one was like $100 more. But I'm like, I might just get the damn 70. Cause I think that TV was what, $400, $399 or something for a 50-inch. That's not bad. So I'll probably get the same size for my room.
But I kind of want the ones that say got the 2.0 HDMI, because it's the 120 hertz refresh rate. And I never knew I know the refresh rates, because my iPad does 120 refresh rate.
Yeah, man, like my TV in my room is at 120.
Yeah, that shit clean.
Yeah.
And then when I use my regular phone, I'm like, oh, now I see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Yep. But hell yeah. That's why I want to get Last of Us 2, but I ain't get it, because I was going to wait till the PS5 to come out, but I might just go ahead and
do a remaster, but like a year later.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Sean finally coming up.
What, it was music?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't
like that he doing all these sneak peeks and all that. I just want to wait for that.
I don't really give a fuck about Big Sean.
Yeah, this is playing out of nowhere.
That was Big Sean?
Nah, that was just an ad.
Oh, I thought it was, you was playing like a snippet or some shit he had released. But I feel like Big Sean, I like Big Sean, but it's like, I don't know. I'm not excited for a Big Sean project.
Because most of all them, the top rap people, they want him to do lyrics and all that. I just want to, from Big Sean, I just want a good song, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not looking
for it. I feel like he doesn't have a classic project to me. Like, nothing is like,
He has a classic, he got a classic mixtape. It's a Detroit.
No,
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like whenever, like to me, he don't got no replay value. To me, like, I listen to his shit when it's new, and then after that, I'm like, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah, but I don't ever go back. I think everybody, like in the last 2-3 years, I ain't really been going back.
Shit, like, after the first month. It's harder that I go back to.
Yeah, when it's on shuffle, I'm like, oh yeah, let me go back and listen to the album. But mm-hmm. after that first month, when it come out, I ain't really going back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's with everybody with this
screen. Who you think about album of the year? I think it's still, I think it's a turn of the take.
Yeah, it's still a turn of the take.
Yeah, gotta be right. That shit and wrong.
Something was close to it that I heard recently.
There's been a lot of shit. I'm finally gonna get a streaming service because Kobe, he dropped his album.
Yeah, I did.
So but it's on all streaming platforms, but I ain't got no streaming service. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get Spotify and then just so I can listen to it and shit. So but me and him probably gonna do a podcast episode when I go to Texas. I'm gonna bring one of my mics.
Oh, that's sweet.
So probably do that when I get there.
Oh, and Apple Music is on Android too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I was gonna just get Spotify because I listen to my podcast on Spotify anyway. So figured I might as well just have everything in one spot. So I don't gotta switch apps to listen to like stream my music on iTunes and then like because Apple Podcasts, but it's like I would, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they have Apple Podcasts on my phone. Isn't it a separate app?
It's a separate app.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna just get Spotify because it'll make everything easier. I already got the account and everything. So
I'm sure they stay there offering them dollar ones. Mm-hmm. You know, get the premiums for just $1 for 3 months.
For 3 months and shit. Yeah, mm-hmm.
They still offer me that even though I already did it. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Because how much is Spotify? Like $10 a month.
It's $10.
Yeah, so that ain't shit. That's good.
It's, I think around 7 to 10. Same thing with Apple. It was like 5 to 10. Five to 15. The family. And all
but
that.
But the reason why I'm like so late on the whole streaming shit.
What? You can get fucking Apple Music for free. You got Verizon.
Nah, I already looked into it. Because of the type of plan we got, we don't got the right one.
Y'all don't have the unlimited?
We do, but it's like two different unlimited plans.
What?
You got to have like the highest. We don't got the highest one. I looked into it.
Maybe I was grandfathered into it.
You might have been.
Yeah, because I've had it since Apple, like that 6 months after Apple Music started. Mm-hmm. Verizon got their little deal, and I've had it ever since.
Yeah, I'll look into it again. But like if I read it correctly, I would still have to pay for it or whatever, but which is fine.
Yeah, but that's how I got Disney Plus with Verizon.
Oh, yeah. But, fuck what I was going to say. Fuck. Oh, the reason why it took me so long to get on, like, get down with the whole streaming shit, like, I'll stream shit, like, on YouTube or, like, SoundCloud mm-hmm. and stuff, but, like, because the artists make more money when you can actually buy the album. Mm-hmm. So, like, if there's an album I like, I just want to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can still listen to it and buy it later. That's what I do. Like
that's why I just
want my favorite artists.
Yeah, I just want to get them, you know, as much money as they can. The niggas that I fuck with, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'll still buy a physical if I can.
But yeah, I just don't have no use to it. All my physicals just collecting dust.
Mm-hmm. I still got all my.
I think I got one Tyler album still in the wrap. I got Watch the Throne still in the wrap.
I do too.
I got my beautiful Dark Sweets of Fantasy still in the wrap.
I do too. I think I got Yeezus. I don't know, an unopened one of Yeezus, I think.
I think my Yeezus is open.
Because I used to buy two.
Buy two, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to buy three. Mm-hmm. One to open, the digital.
Oh, right. Yeah, I
did that with Beautiful or Tyler. I think it was one of the Tyler albums.
Yeah.
I think one of Tyler. I think I bought four or five.
I bought...
Because he had different copies.
Oh, right. I do remember that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was... Was that Bastard? No, that wasn't Bastard. That was
Wolf, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That was Wolf.
I think Bastard is the one I bought. Bastard was before Wolf, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his first album. That was the...
Yeah, that's the one I bought.
The Dat Piff one, but you could still buy it physically.
Yeah.
Then it was... what was Bastard and...
Cherry, some shit.
That was after... That's after Wolf.
No, I'm just naming them because I don't... Yeah, I didn't... Because few of them I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last Tyler album I listened to was the...
Igor.
No, the one before that. With the flower. Yeah, that shit was raw. I started listening to Igor. I wanted to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I wanted to get it was because I ain't like that whole shit. DJ Khaled, his bitch ass was mad about it. Like, bitch, like, why are you mad? Like, and then that whole thing where, like, they do it to all the black shit. Like Tyler didn't make a hip-hop album, and they try to categorize it as, like, a best hip-hop. He's like, I didn't make a hip-hop album. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm tired of, like...
And it's not urban either.
Yeah.
Because urban is black.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. urban is just, yeah, exactly. It's just a word they use to say black. It's like, it's kind of a slap in the face.
But you know what so what, so there is, but there is really no category for it though.
What Igor?
Because it's not hip hop. You don't want to put it on the pop, is it?
Or no, I get. I'm assuming he was aiming for R&B. Like I said, I haven't heard it, but from the you saw the little speech.
Yeah, and because there are R&B niggas that's rapping, so
yeah,
I guess that can go to R&B.
Yeah, I was assuming that it was that he was aiming for like more like R&B jazz type feel or some shit.
But the thing is, like a Justin Timberlake album that can go under R&B and pop, but because he's white,
that's
gonna go to pop.
That's what I'm saying though.
Yeah, see,
exactly.
Not his reason, but like the good album before that. Like that can be. That could have been an R&B album.
You wasn't feeling Man in the Woods or whatever the fuck that shit was. I didn't listen to that shit.
He was one with the trees, man.
I only listened to that shit. That when I found out of him that him and Prince had beef, it's been fuck Timberlake ever since. Fuck you, boy.
Was it because of the Super Bowl thing?
Nah, it was. They had beef before that.
Of Janet.
It was shit before that, and then like Justin Timberlake would always try to like make crack jokes in with him and shit, and he was like, "Nigga, like I'm not your friend." Like, shit, like, like I don't fuck with you. But hell yeah, but no, that I watched that Prince performance, his Super Bowl performance recently, not too long ago, when like he was doing Purple Rain mm-hmm. and it started raining. That's fucking crazy.
I think it came up on my feed. It just started playing.
Yeah,
automatic on YouTube. I watched it too.
Yeah. That nigga's fucking best.
Oh, no ceilings on streaming service.
Oh, yeah, this shit, that's a big thing. Yeah. When I was thinking about that shit, I wonder, like, because I know, like, with those mixtapes, it's hard to get everything cleared. So, who's making money off of that?
He probably not.
It's probably just going to the artist, the original artist, right? That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't mind. That's something, you know, it's a little mixtape you throwing away.
Because he wasn't making money off of it anyway.
Yeah, now you could just probably perform those songs now.
Maybe,
but,
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't want to perform none of those songs, probably, but, the Wasted one. Oh, this was on the Wasted.
Swag. Swag Surf was on No Ceilings, I think.
He changed it to Surf Swag.
Surf Swag, yeah. So I don't know. But that's a Negro spiritual, Swag Surfing. I seen a tweet. They was talking about Wayne Dredd. They said his dread like they falling off the bone. Oof. Just cut that shit off, man. Just cut that shit off.
I did see a recent video, a picture of him. I'm like, ooh, come on, man.
It looked nasty, right?
Yeah.
Like it stank.
All that money.
So is he trying to like transition into like Medium or not? Because you know that little talk show he has.
Yeah, it was with Apple Music. Probably, you know, it's like a podcast, but Apple need to fix that, man.
What do you mean?
It's clean. Yeah, it's radio.
Oh, so they be bleeping shit out.
Yeah, that's lame. It's clean.
Yeah, that's lame.
Because you know, because it ain't really. I feel like the Apple Radio is not broadened like that, so it should be. Explicit,
but it's internet radio. Internet radio should be explicit anyway.
For real, like
it's like on the same thing as like a because like it's not like it's just if you listen to that shit, it's because you went to it.
Yeah,
so you know what you're looking for. It's not like terrestrial radio where like you're in the car and it's mm-hmm. like you got to think about like
well, the first couple of they have it just keep continuing playing, and I believe because it was free, I think it still is free. You open up the radio app and it just starts playing
mm-hmm.
whatever in that time slot.
Oh,
and it's free, so you ain't got to have a subscription.
Oh, but okay.
I still feel like...
Because I remember, like, I don't know if it still has it, but iTunes used to have, like, they didn't change iTunes so much, but they used to have, like,
I ain't open up that damn thing.
Yeah, I fucking hate iTunes. But they used to have, like, a little window to where, like, you could have, like, they had, like, internet radio, and you could just, like, go to certain channels. Remember that shit
that's
back
how,
in the day?
I think that's how so I got into podcasts.
Yeah,
and all
so I was assuming that that's how it was, but from what you tell me, it's something totally different.
Yeah, because... When Travis Scott had his little radio on there, I'm like, come on, man. I can't understand nothing. Yeah, I'm used to clean songs, but when they having a conversation,
yeah,
it ain't beep, it's just muted.
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah, that's all. I'd almost rather have the beep or whatever.
Yeah, it's just annoying. I'm like, it's internet radio. It need to be explicit.
Yeah, the internet is like, yeah, it's supposed to be the real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't police the fucking internet. I mean, you can try. They've been trying. But why the fuck do you text me what I'm doing and when I reply, you don't text back? That's so aggravating. Like, goddamn.
Any other new music you heard?
No.
Like, nah, music been slow.
It has to find me, though. You know, I don't... Back when we was, like, high school and shit, like, it used to be fun, like, hunting for that shit. But now it's like...
Yeah, because I was... Man, because some old Donnas came up. I'm like, woo.
Oh, shit. I remember that. I remember
ooh, yeah. That was a good time.
That was a dope time, yeah.
I'm like, damn, where this Donnas came from?
Right.
I know I was following him on Instagram, and then he deleted everything. Now I follow him again. Damn, I'm like, man, what you doing, man?
Sean Chris?
That's what came up right after Donnas.
Oh,
like,
really?
What is that? I meant the Instagram user.
Yeah.
It was Sean Did It came up. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Shit, yeah.
What is man at?
Yeah.
He probably out there. We just
don't know.
Yeah. it ain't finding us, it ain't popping up in the feed or nothing like that.
Exactly. Like, it ain't, we ain't, because, well, I don't really be on the blogs and shit like that no more. Me either.
If it ain't popping up on Twitter, if I hear, like, you know, the TikTok videos, you hear the music background, mm-hmm. oh, that's dope, then you go look for it.
But, yeah.
If it ain't popping up in the feed,
like, man. Like now, the only new music I hear is like from niggas that like I want to hear from.
Yeah.
Like a Future dropping a new project, I want to hear that. Yeah. Uzi dropping shit, I want to hear that. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
about
like,
it.
It's people that's like I actually listen to. Like, if Pusha T drops a new shit, I want to hear yeah. that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't follow Young Dolph, but when he pops up on the new music feed, I go download it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the kind of feeling I like to have.
It has
like,
to find you. Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel.
It's like, man, I don't really know nothing about Dolph. I don't follow him on Instagram. But every time the music come out, I download that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Something real new.
Yeah.
I ain't even about that like, but I love Dolph.
Man. Yeah, I haven't listened to, I tell you he dropped a new product. I ain't listened to
it. Yeah, it's dope. I like it.
That's what's up.
Oh, and the Joe Budden, he dropping to Spotify. I think it was going off.
He dropping?
Spotify. What?
They dropping him?
It ain't exclusive. He going to somewhere else. He ain't announced it yet.
Oh, that mean that check came in.
For somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Somebody off got so that's
when
money.
He yeah, he got 7 episodes left. So that's when he well 6 now. That's when he's like, man, somebody came through with the bag. So I'm telling y'all right now, at the end of September, Joe Budden Podcast is not gonna be exclusive to Spotify anymore.
Yeah.
They gave him a check last year, but the thing was they wanted to brought to you by Spotify. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like all his pull ups yeah. and all that stuff. They want to be, but he was no. I own this.
He want to keep his IP.
Yeah,
he
want to keep his IP. Yeah, that's the thing like that. But
it's smart. Yeah, I haven't listened to the Joe Budden Podcast in a long ass time.
Yeah, I still listen to it.
I had to take a break because it was like some stuff. I don't know. Like because they do like I like music, but like when they talk about too much music, I'd be like I don't know what y'all talking about.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, I'm saying the reason that's why I had kind of sound like I need to break.
It's been a long minute since they had a deep dive. And
yeah, because a lot of the shit they be listening to is like, I don't even listen to this shit. I don't care.
I love when he do his deep dive because it's giving me.
I like when he do his deep dives when it's like about an artist. Like, I like when he go. Oh, yeah. I like when he does his deep dives about like the industry. Yeah. I like those.
That's what the Spotify, it was by yeah. podcast.
Like, yeah, I like those. But like when he like going, when they do like their album breakdowns and it's an artist that I don't care about, I don't want to hear too, that.
And then it kind of be like, y'all. Like some stuff, I know I don't care about these artists and that, but y'all wrong.
Yeah.
I know it's a podcast. Y'all are not really looking to look for facts or anything yeah. like that. That's all that is.
Yeah, so I just had to take a break. I'll start listening to back to it eventually at some point. But like now I'm kind of more into the podcast where like I'm like learning shit. Like I listen like right now my favorite podcast is Last Podcast on the Left. And they talk about like true crime. It's like it's a true crime podcast. So they talk about like murderers and serial killers and cults and shit. Yeah. Or like, or I listen to like my political podcast and shit. Cause I'm at work, so I can't be at home watching the news. So
the one that's kind of losing me right now is Flagrant. Like I still like Brilliant.
I stopped listening to Flagrant. I haven't listened to Brilliant either.
I've been listening to Brilliant, but Flagrant is. I think because I want to hear sports with this, and because it ain't really been too many sports, they still just. They keep going to the bullshit, like talking about women and all. It's funny. It's still funny, but it's like
it's like okay, how many different times yeah. do I want to hear this? Yeah,
I don't want to keep hearing that over and over and over.
Like, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
My goodness, and it kind of was better with Kaz
because he's not on there no more.
Nah, because they'll keep. He was keeping them on topic, but Kaz he was too busy doing his Deuce Palooza stuff
say,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's why, and he couldn't make it. And he's a writer though. Yeah. He was writing for the WWE and all that, yeah. So he got, you know, he ain't got too much time.
So he had to step away from it.
Mm-hmm. They basically let him go. He didn't want to step away. They let him go.
For real?
They ain't get into it, but they was like, yeah, he wasn't putting all his time into it and all that. This was back in, like, November. So, like, he wasn't putting all his time. Like,
that's flawed. Like, yeah, that's not his.
Y'all know he making that money.
Yeah.
All that. It was cool. Just, he could pop in whenever he want. Yeah, take his name off the thing, but now, you know, just let him pop in whenever you want. I'm sure he got time now.
Yeah.
Because you know, coronavirus and all that. But since the pandemic hit, the episode's been like,
I figured they probably was going to be just.
Unless it's a real big topic, then I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be good. But if it ain't nothing happened throughout the week, it's just bullshit. I think that's another thing. They ain't been able to have no guests. That show is good with a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just Mark. Mark is the one that opens up for him.
Oh. He's replacing Kaz?
Yeah. Mark, Akash, and Alex.
Yeah. And Alex kind of corny. That nigga corny, bro. Like, I'm like, damn, this nigga is corny.
I just, the only thing he's good for is to have that black voice.
Yeah, you know, but he's corny.
He can say nigga and all that when they can't see it. But,
yeah.
But yeah, and he still don't, he don't match it. You know, I've talked to him at the shows and all that, but he, I don't know, I guess, yeah, it don't go right. You, I don't like to judge people by their voice and their appearance, but.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you were saying like how his personality is. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're talking about his voice.
Nah, he act like he the cool dude in the corner. He don't be messing nobody when I see him in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I haven't, yeah, it's like three podcasts I listen to right now. Yeah. I listen to my true crime one, I listen to my, it's to the point now, if it ain't shit, I'll just go and listen to an old episode of last podcast on the left. I done listened to a few episodes like multiple times, like, it's just old shit. It's just interesting, like, just learning about different shit, like.
The one I really like is Bullying and Beast, because they now,
I had stopped listening to it.
They have everybody, like, they have, like, they be on a Zoom meeting. So the fans be listening in, and they can just chime in on,
oh, that's cool,
whatever. So it's fun when everybody react, interact with them on the podcast. So that's pretty
cool. I'm going to have to check them out, because I had to stop listening to them too, only because I don't give a fuck about that pop culture shit. And that's the thing.
I don't like when they talk about the pop culture. I like when they talk about the relationship.
And sometimes when they would have calls, like some people on the calls, like not everybody is entertaining. Yeah. And some people just call and just be, you could tell them people just being dickheads, like they trolling, like they just being stupid on purpose, like, okay, whatever. Yeah,
it's been more of the fan interacting, but when they do the pop culture shit, I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Because what's the name, ain't, like, Wax cool, but he's not smart. So, like, he can't, like, some shit, he can't have them conversations.
I think he be doing that shit on purpose.
Some of the shit he definitely does on purpose.
Now, I've been listening to him and his new girl, when he be on it with her,
she's been on the show?
No, she got her own show. His lady. I've been listening to her podcast. She from Orlando.
Is she a white girl? They always joked about?
Nah, he like, I get, no, nah, she, he got her pregnant. She had a boy and everything.
Oh, wow.
He
probably finna marry her.
So he been in Orlando, because she's in Orlando.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's why they been doing the Zoom thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, He got his own business on the lake with a boat.
Well, he already had a business though.
Yeah, he had a little farm. Chicken farm. Yeah. But now he got a business on the boat.
So
you can not like a cruise, but
like a little charter.
You can rent out the boat.
He'll take you out. And
he'll take you out. Sometimes you can take it out, I guess.
Oh, okay, his
cousin
cool.
And all that. But
that's cool.
Yeah, he in love with that girl.
What's her name?
Carla. Yeah, Carla.
Oh, is it that Carla Will Maris girl? Is that who it is?
Yeah, she's like...
She got a podcast. What's her name? Like, oh shit, I'm 30. Carla. Oh yeah, she fine.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they get together? That's crazy. Yeah, she is from Orlando. Orlando. Because mm-hmm. her and the Horrible Decisions girl, yeah, they knew each other.
Yeah. So, I listen to it. It's like every other week. If I see a good name, I read the description. I go listen to it.
Yeah. But I never listened to it before, but I do remember her name. Because she was on...
I'm talking about Horrible Decisions.
Oh, I've been stopped listening to them.
I don't listen to every episode, but if I see a good title or a good guest or whatever, then I go listen to
them. I know they had the City Girls on a few episodes ago.
I don't think I listened to that.
But no, I've been stopped listening to them only because...
Mandy.
Yeah, I just can't. She's gotten better. I can't do it, bro. It's just,
she's gotten better.
I hate that shit. I hate people that act like that. Like, I can't.
She's gotten better.
For my own peace, I just can't do it. Like, I really can't. And, like, and I just don't, it's so funny. Like, you remember them that had their little, like, therapy episode and shit? It's like, there wouldn't be no Horrible Decisions without Weezy. That was her idea. Mm-hmm. And then Mandy was trying to, like, flip it, like, oh, you ain't give a fuck about the shit. Like, this is it. I be doing all the work and shit. Like, I get it. But at the same time, bitch, it's not your, this was my shit. Like,
I just can't do it. She's gotten better.
And the way she be actually, she used to be, like, talking over guests and shit. It's like, bro, shut the fuck up, man.
That's how Angela is on the damn Breakfast Club. I'm like, man, let the people talk. People are different on there, because when they do these group podcasts, they don't like it. Because, like, Angela's not, it's her podcast. On her podcast, she's, you know, giving it time. But when she's on the Breakfast Club, she's trying to make herself have a voice. And it's like, annoying. I'm like,
it's like you're doing too much.
Calm down. Then I went to the comments on YouTube. It was like, Angela, let him finish. Like, stop trying to get in what you're trying to say.
Because people listen to The Breakfast Club for Charlamagne. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she probably feel like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she feels some type of way about that or whatever. Like, but yeah.
Because, like, Envy's like that on his podcast. He sound much better and intelligent on his podcast. But when it comes to The Breakfast Club, I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's aggravating. Yeah. It's like you sound stupid. And Charlamagne stupid.
Sound the same. Regardless.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. Yeah,
I listen to that faithfully for an hour. That's my morning.
What, the my morning
podcast? Because it's an everyday podcast and it's only an hour, so I would listen to that real every morning faithfully.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to listen to it like when they would do interviews with people. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. But some people just not everybody's good at interviewing. I don't know. I just can't do it. But yeah, I had to stop. I just don't give a fuck about all that gossip and shit. And if it's not nobody that I'm interested in hearing mm-hmm. from, I don't want to, and I'm not going to listen to just they regular shit because it's just like regular radio and I don't give a fuck about that shit either. Yeah. I've been stopped listening to the radio.
I like it for the damn calls sometimes.
Oh, when people call in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else. Just what, the VMAs for the start?
That's tonight?
Yeah. I think the pre-show has just started.
You finna watch it?
If I find out who performing, I'll go watch
those. They don't have like a list you can find? Normally, don't they normally
they usually,
announce
but
it?
But they only say the big
artists. Oh, and then
Jack
like,
Holloway plus, Machine Gun Kelly.
Plus many more. Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly, he's performing? Or are you just saying that?
No, he's there for the top four.
Why the fuck?
Yeah, BTS and all that. But you know, it's going to be a surprise performance. Somebody posted that Hype Williams had.
Oh, really?
So it might be Kanye and Hype Williams or something like that. But it was just on a, it just said a whiteboard, and then it was, I think it was Hype Williams' Twitter or Instagram. I don't know what it was, but
yeah,
Hype Williams doing something. But yeah, that's, I just want to see who performing, because that's dope. I like that, the performers.
That's the only part about the worst I like.
They performing all over the New York.
Oh, okay.
So that's dope.
That's cool.
They can be in this building, that building. So that's dope.
That's cool.
That's something I want to see.
Did you, what the fuck was the name? Project Power. Did you watch that movie on Netflix? That with the Jamie Foxx?
I played it and it was on the background. I think I was on the phone or something like that.
So you weren't really paying attention?
So I wasn't paying attention. It was there. But I'm hearing it's really good.
It's not really good. I ain't gonna say all that.
It's a Netflix good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I watched it. Okay. I like the girl in it, the black girl. Mm-hmm. Did you know that she was fucking, she's my age, she's 29. When that movie is, they shot it in 2018.
Okay.
And it just came out now. But like, so she was, you know what I'm saying? She was fucking 28 when she shot that shit. But she playing like a fucking 16-year-old. I had found her Instagram. I guess she was, because I had never seen her before.
She looks familiar.
She was on like an HBO show. Because I'm like, damn, is this like her first role? Because I was researching. I'm like, she did a good job. And I want to see how like what her real, like her, her filmography and shit.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, it was like some Netflix, or not Netflix, HBO series. Oh, okay. And I don't got HBO, so I'm like, of course I ain't see the shit.
Oh, there's this new sci-fi show on HBO, Lovecraft
Country. Oh yeah, Lovecraft. I heard it's good.
I watched the first episode, and you know, this is the first episode. It took forever to, yeah, you know, slow and build up. But I was watching it with my mom, and she didn't know what it was. So she's just thinking it was old segregated.
So she was probably getting mad.
She was just enjoying the show
because
she knew, I knew what it was, what it was going to happen.
It was like
happen.
Some sci-fi type
shit. Yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
She was thinking it was more like realistic.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm like,
you waiting for the sci-fi shit.
I'm waiting
shit to
for
happen.
The sci-fi shit. And she's like, oh, this is pretty good. You know, but me, I know what's coming up. So I'm like, but then they come up. Oh shit! When the shit started happening, where that came from? Like,
did she like it after that, or she didn't like it?
She liked it.
Oh, okay, that's funny.
But I got, it's, I think the third episode comes out tonight, so I got to watch the second episode.
You know, I need to watch. It's a Prime show. The Boys.
Yeah,
I heard it's good. I heard they got a season two coming. So I'm like, let me watch this shit.
I paid attention only to the first three episodes.
Yeah,
that was last year when I was on the road.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I heard it was good.
I didn't finish it.
So I'm actually trying to like get into it. I've heard good things about it. That and that that Watchmen show. I heard that's good
too. That was
but
good.
I think that's
good.
HBO though, right?
Yeah, that's HBO.
Yeah, so I don't got HBO. I need somebody to log in.
That ain't a deal. I'm paying $15 for that.
HBO Go.
The HBO Max.
Or Max.
Yeah, the whole thing. I'm only paying for HBO, Netflix, and Hulu. I was saying, I'm about to let something go, but those the three.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you had Hulu. What you be watching on there? Just your TV shows and stuff.
YouTube been taking all my time, man.
That's all I watch.
That's
all I watch is YouTube.
All my time.
All I watch is YouTube. It's YouTube. I barely watch Amazon Prime. I got to the point where, like, nigga, you pay for this shit. You need to start watching shit on here before they take it away from you.
Well, I guess I do pay for Prime, but you don't count it because
because you use
Prime.
Amazon Prime. Yeah, because I'd be. But that's what I'm saying. Like, even before, like, when I first got Amazon Prime, when I first got my Amazon Prime account, and then Prime Video came out, it was like, oh, it's included. I didn't watch Prime Video for probably 3 years.
They didn't have too much exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was like a couple of Nickelodeon shows. I'm like, oh, let me go back and watch Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. But now they got their own exclusive shows and
stuff,
movies
yeah.
and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm like, damn, man.
The only thing I hate about Amazon Prime is like the shit. Oh, well, the interface. The interface is trash on PlayStation. But like it's the
same.
Oh, it is. I've only watched it on the PlayStation. But like, I hate and love is like, if they have something on there, they don't keep it on there long.
Yeah, but they have some good stuff. That's why.
Yeah, and then
they only pay for that much time.
Yeah, and then like, but what I do like is like something that was on there and they took it off. Or it's always on there. Well, let me specify. It's always on there, but that's included in like Prime to just watch it instead of renting it or whatever. Like, it'll be on there, and then like it won't be included with Amazon Prime Video. Yeah, but then right. They'll bring it back. So I kind of like that because like they'll like bring it back or whatever. Like, like there could be a movie on there. Like I'll have like a movie on my watch list that's included in Amazon Prime. And I don't watch it in time. And then it's off Amazon Prime.
And then you know it's like a couple months down the line.
Yeah, but I can watch it, but I have to rent it. Like, I have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I'll just leave it on my watch list, and I'll go on my watch list and check. Oh, it's back on Amazon, and then I'll watch it again. So, like, I do like that. So, I'll just leave it in there. Like, it'll be back on here eventually.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if it was on there before, it'll usually come back. Just a little time.
Yeah, and I don't mind renting stuff either. Don't get me wrong.
I've been doing that lately.
Yeah.
I
need to rent a Joker. I just haven't seen it.
That's what I was telling my barber. He was like, damn, you still doing that? The bootleg shit, man. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have time for it.
$2.
Yeah, it's $2. Like people be like, oh, why don't you just?
I ain't got time to be skipping through these ads, reading these damn subtitles that's in the way.
Bro, I'm not poor. I can just pay the little $3 for the HD or whatever, and I'm good.
Bro, I'm giving you the $3. Well, I give him a $5 tip. That bro, just pay for
it. Go rent a movie. On me. Go rent yourself a movie. On me. I promise it's gonna be perfect quality.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna be able to understand it.
Yeah, the movie's still in theaters, but movies coming out that was in theaters fast now.
No, on digital. Dumb fast. Dumb
on digital is like a movie, 6 weeks.
A movie will drop in January and that bitch will be on streaming by the summertime. Yeah.
No, March, really, nah.
Yeah.
Cause what was that? That was Sonic. I seen Sonic in February.
I heard Sonic was good. I never watched it.
Oh, it was good. I heard it was good. Way better than I expected.
Yeah. I remember when they had to redesign Sonic because they first showed it on the internet. I was like, nah, this shit is trash.
And when you listen to people, they do good. So that's the thing I think they was looking at with the Justice League thing. You redo it, but I don't know. That's a whole characters and all that. Real people. Mm-hmm. That's just CGs you just had to change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then they listen. Well, that part, they didn't have to listen to. It was just all the fan stuff they put inside the movie. It was real good. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, for Sonic? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I got to check this shit out.
What else? It ain't been too many movies that came out. But YouTube been taking up all my time.
So. What's your like favorite little like subgenre of YouTube right now? Mm. Like YouTube video?
Oh, right now it's interior homes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, my shit right now is that the scam shit. It's still that, right? That should be so funny. I love watching them scam videos.
So that'll pop up a lot in my feed, interior videos. And
that or some type of tutorial, like for my cars or shit, or some like just some random skill. But yeah, right now it's definitely, or video. I do watch people play video games. Like when people play like Dead by Daylight, games that I have no interest in playing myself, but I like watching people play.
Yeah, and those are the ones I play.
Yeah. Cause I actually like watching people play it for something like some games I don't even be wanting to play. Like I'll just watch motherfuckers. Like if I go to my homeboy house and he on the game, like, oh, you want to play? I'm like, no, I like watching.
Yeah. It's just cool. It's on in the background.
Yeah.
You ain't really got to watch it, but you know it's on in the background. That's what some older folks are like, all these kids, they watching people play? Well, you understood. It's kind of worth it. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
You don't want to play the game and all that, or you just need something in the background to study with.
Yeah.
And all that.
And some of these games got good ass storylines where you might not necessarily want to play, but you want to know what happened. Cause a lot of these games is like damn near fucking movie type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes, like with me, some games give me anxiety when I'm playing, but if I'm watching it, somebody's cool. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Cause it was something like The Last of Us, like the original.
I love The Last of Us.
Did you? I never beat the first one.
Yeah, I beat it.
Because I'm like, damn.
Good ass storyline.
My anxiety was just kicking through. I'm like, fuck, man.
Good ass storyline. Yeah, that shit was raw.
But I think I finished watching somebody play. Because I ain't had any.
Yeah, but you want to see what would happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, shit. I just beat, maybe a few weeks ago. Bro, off from work for when I had the COVID, so like a few weeks ago, I had finally finished Kingdom.
Yeah, time.
Yeah, exactly. So I finally finished Kingdom Hearts 3. I almost broke my goddamn controller at the end, fighting the fucking boss. Cause like that was like before you fought the main boss, the very last boss. There was like this other like mini boss fight, but it was like these fucking I don't know what the fuck they were, but they kept popping up. There's a whole bunch of them motherfuckers. So you would fight one group of them, mm-hmm. and then like another group of them. It's like, and they kept beating my ass. I was so fucking pissed off. Matter of fact, it was the same day when I bought the TV from my mom, because Keys was over here. He was watching me play it, and I finally beat it. And then I beat Final Fantasy VII Remake. Again, I had to beat that shit again, because I beat it the first time, and I guess I forgot to save it. So I'm thinking, because like once you beat it, you can like go back and play like the old chapters or whatever. So I went back thinking I'm finna just run through some old chapters just to kill time. And like, I'm like, what the fuck is the chapter select? So I'm Googling, I'm like, I know I beat this game. I'm like, nigga, you didn't save it.
Hey, you already got a dope setup, the screen.
What you mean?
All you just need is a light kit, probably.
Oh, yeah. I want to get one of those for the podcast,
you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You already got your mic. You just got to put the input. Well, you got to get those.
Like a little box or something?
Elgato, I believe it's called.
What is that?
It's the inputs and all that.
Oh, like audio interface, yeah. Pretty much? Oh, okay.
For the, it goes to the video, the PS4.
Ah, yes,
it's,
yes.
It's for gaming, the game, gotcha. Streaming games.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you got already good. So you like, you have your own space and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Muted walls, and you just scream just like that.
Yeah, I might look into it. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, I see you got Fall Guys on there. You played it yet?
That's something played it yet. I heard. You be on there?
Yeah.
It looked like it's fun. I watched people play that shit too.
Yeah, it's fun watching people play.
That's why I got it. I'm like, this should look fun.
Some people, when they tell me, it's like a kid.
Nah, that should look wrong. It looks fun.
Because no matter what kind of skill you got.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
Can you can fuck with it? Have you came in first in anything yet?
Nope. Nah, yeah. I finally, like last week, I finally made it to the final round.
Oh, really?
And finally, like, was able to, like, reach for the crown and everything. But other than that, I can't get shit.
people be on there, like, grabbing each other and shit, fucking you up and stuff. I'd be mad as fuck.
The only level I haven't beat yet, you know, because there's different levels.
Yeah.
It's a level called Slime Climb,
because
the slime is coming up behind you while you're trying to finish the course. I can never.
It always knocks you out.
Eliminated. And that game, you throw your controller, but I'm making sure I'm throwing it right there in bed, sofa, or whatever.
I just gotta cut that shit off. I can't play this shit right now.
I just let it. I had a controller and I just sit there. The game just still be on. I'm gonna get back to it.
That's funny as fuck. I gotta try that shit. It looks fun.
It's like, fun and frustrating.
Yeah. See, I'm getting more into like games like that now. Like more of just like casual game, like pick up and play type shit.
But they calling that the new battle royale games type. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's an interesting way to own it, because not everything has to be a shooter.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's real.
It looks fun. Could we be in the same game?
Oh, yeah. You get four people and you'll
Yeah, we don't have to play together then. We don't have to do that shit.
And then it was a damn scam. I was about to download it too.
Ah, shit.
On YouTube. It was an ad for Fall Guys. Oh, get the mobile version now. All right, I clicked the link. Oh, I'm watching the video. I'm not paying attention. That's how most people think it. They're just watching the video. Click the link to start downloading. Watch this video to find out how to download it. You have to download 4 apps to get this. Nope. I knew that part.
Yeah.
Nope. And then I went to go do my research. Oh, Fall Guys mobile scam. Because I was going to get it for my son, even though he got a PS4.
Yeah.
But he ain't got PlayStation Plus. So, they might be cheap. If it's cheap,
probably when they, $14 or something.
After it finished with PlayStation Plus, just the last week. So, y'all ain't got it. Y'all better get it now.
Yeah.
I get it from him. Because he played it. He liked it.
Yeah.
When he was at my house.
But no, what'd you Google when you said the scam? What happened?
Oh, no. It was a YouTube video popped up saying it's a scam.
But what does it do? Is it just like a virus or something?
Nah, they just get you to do the surveys and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
So that way they make money doing the surveys and shit.
Oh, okay,
like that.
Gotcha, okay.
And those apps, them apps probably got something in them, so I'm
Yeah, they probably like buried themselves in your fucking device and you don't even fucking know.
Yep, so I knew when I seen it say download these apps and not get it from the app store.
We're not doing that. Yeah, because I should be able to go to the app store.
Yeah, and what else they said? Oh, they say they're using the PC version. It's like, look, there's the cursor right there. How is this mobile? And the motherfucker using a cursor.
Exactly.
So, that's all that was.
Y'all know what to look for. That shit probably done slap hella people head, though. They don't know what to look for.
That shit had like 36,000 subscribers. And the video had like 100,000 views.
See? That's crazy.
Yeah, won't get me.
Hell yeah.
And that look is and shit. Be probably falling for that.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Nah, doing fucking... what they call them transactions? Little in-app purchases type shit. Motherfuckers, if your credit card attached to that shit, you don't even know. Jit done ran up a check on your ass.
Well, they can't right now, because Fortnite is out of here.
What you mean?
You hear about the Fortnite versus Apple? Well, Epic Games, the people that make Fortnite, they try to make their own payment system inside the game so they won't have to pay Apple. So Apple blocked them from making that because Apple want their money. Apple blocked them and Google, so the place is not in the Play Store either. Because they got to make their money off them transactions. So Apple and Google blocked them for doing updates or anything. You can't do no update, nothing. If you got the game already, you good, but you can't do shit because you need that.
What about like on like Play? But it's fine, like on PlayStation. Yeah, those are fine. Oh, okay. The console ones.
No, the mobile ones are.
It's fucked up.
you can't do nothing.
Well,
no lookie is buying all this stuff.
That's good.
My son, he's good at Call of Duty Mobile. He's good. But can't tie his shoes. I told him, give me that damn app because he was tying his shoes. I said, hold on, put on his shoes. All right, I got them on here.
Like, no.
No, you tie them. Give me this damn iPad. You can't tie your damn shoes. You've been home all this time. Can't tie your damn shoes.
That's funny. There, I got them on here. Like, no.
No. I felt offended myself.
Yeah.
You wanted me to put on your damn shoe. You can't. But you going 23-3 on goddamn Call of Duty Mobile.
Murky niggas headshots.
Yeah. He quiet. Just
getting it.
Look, daddy.
That's how my damn nephew, I don't know if he's any good at it, but that's how my nephew be.
He's good. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I never watched him play, but yeah, he be on.
But he can't. Well, I guess he's not really good on controllers because, one of them Call of Duty's, Grand Theft Auto, he's good on Grand Theft Auto. Call of Duty, he'll get like 10 kills on the console, but I guess because the controller, he ain't really good. But the screen, Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah, because my nephew be playing Fortnite, but I don't know how good he is, but.
Yeah, I don't know how Fortnite is, so.
Yeah, I refuse. I downloaded it. I said I deleted that shit. I never opened it. It was free. I seen my homeboy talking about it. I was like, I'll check it out. I downloaded that shit. I'm like, I ain't gonna play this shit, and I just deleted it.
I think I did it on my PS4.
That's what I did on the
PS4. I did it on the PS4. Delete.
Never.
So it's just on here for him.
Yeah, I downloaded that Apex game, Apex Legend.
That's free. Or is it out now?
No, it's free.
Is it out now? Free?
Yeah, it's free.
And something else that's coming out this week. That's one of them battle royale games.
Yeah, but Dre was telling me that out of all the battle royale, he likes what's the name the best. But you ain't gotta like build and all that shit in Apex. You can just shooting and shit. So I'm like, okay.
I don't play it faithfully. Is the Call of Duty one, the Warzone? Because that's free too. That's free to play.
Yeah, but that fucking file was humongous. I said I'm not doing this shit. Fuck that. I'm like, because I know myself. Like that shit's gonna sit on my hard drive.
That's all. Well, yeah, that's. I think that's all I got. Man, how about Grand Theft Auto was broke for me? He put it in, it started working.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah. Because I stopped playing it, but I deleted the whole thing because it's Call of Duty.
Oh, right.
And then I deleted an old Call because they brought back the remaster. I deleted those, put Grand Theft Auto back on the. It started working. I'm like, what the fuck? I tried to put it on another because I tried to play with my homeboys. He was like, hey, get on Grand Theft Auto. I'm like, this shit ain't working. I cleaned it, the disc and all that, because it got scratches on it. The way he was playing with it. That shit not work. He put it in there. I'm like, ah, shit. But we can go ahead and end it right there.
Okay. Well, shit. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit.
Did you tell her what she
had? Yeah. I didn't mean to show you. I said she's doing the homework. Yeah, that's why she wasn't here. But yeah, but she'll be back when she can. Because this is not the first time this happened. Remember, because last time she was in school, she couldn't make every episode.
Yeah, that was like a whole month worth of episodes.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll figure it out. We're trying to keep moving forward. So, as always, holla at your guala.
Yes, sir. I ain't got no out.